Hello, moms. Welcome to the Front Parking Spot Podcast. I am so glad you're here. I'm Jennifer Bosma, wife, mom, grandma, former teacher for 23 years, and now a Christian children's book author and your podcast host. Are you a faith-based mom trying to live out a Christian life for your family? Do you want to learn more ways that you can have power over your child's spiritual growth? Inside this podcast, you will find tried and true ideas to grow in your faith and be the best wife and mom you can be. So listen in as you're cleaning up, doing the drive, or matching that sock, and be encouraged to know that God has his front parking spot set aside for you. Welcome to episode 5. I am so excited to share with you the number one gift that every parent needs to give their child. This gift is one of the things that people ask, hey, if you ever had a fire or if you had to leave in a hurricane, what would be one thing you take with you? I'm telling you, moms, this is the thing you would take with you. Now, why is it the best gift? Let me explain. When I was first expecting my first daughter, my sister-in-law gave me this journal. And it was a blank journal. It had this little teddy bear on the front. You know, right now, you know, it wasn't very artsy. It was just really sweet. And she gave me this blank journal. And I'm like, oh, wow, thanks. I really don't journal a lot. I do write books now. But back then, as a busy mom, I did not journal. And I'm not a diary person at all. So she gave me this journal. And I looked at it. And I'm like, what do I do with this? All full of blank pages. And she said, that is your child's book for their life. All you need is one book. And what you're going to do with that book is you are going to write little notes to them throughout the years of them growing up. I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. So a couple weeks later, I did have my first daughter and I brought the book into the hospital room. And so after she was born, I had a little moment and I wrote to her. And I wrote about her birth and how glad I was to be her mom. And that was my first entry into this book. Throughout the years, I would write little things as she would, you know, grow up or do funny things. But as my time got busier and busier, I found myself writing less and less into the book. Well, then fast forward first days of kindergarten, I would write that in. I'd also write all the prayers that I would pray for my daughter in there and just little captures of her growing up time I would write in this book. I've since done this book for all my kids, and they all have this little special book that next to my bed when they were growing up were these three little journals, and each one of them were different. Now, I'm telling you, you don't have to have like journal bondage. You don't have to feel like, oh, man, I haven't written it in, you know, every week. It's okay. Sometimes I wouldn't write in their journal. Maybe it was just one time a year. That's okay. There's no rules for this journal. But the point is, throughout the years, I would write in their journal. And things like when they would go to college, I mean, all the things that you would think of as your kids grow up, you would just write in it, and you only need one. Well, fast forward 24 years, I was sitting at my daughter's rehearsal dinner, and I had the book, because my gift to her was going to be given to her at her rehearsal dinner. Now, even though my daughter saw these books hanging around on my desk, they never really thought to look at them. I kind of just kept them in a drawer. It was never a thing like, what's that, Mom? I just kind of just always had them around. And so it was the day before her wedding, and I had brought the book with me because I knew I was going to give it to her at her rehearsal dinner. And I was writing in this book just like, wow. And oddly, God is so good that it was the last page in this book that was there. And it was almost like the last page that needed to be written. And I wrote to her, now here I'm sitting here at your rehearsal dinner and all the thoughts that I had, you know, as her mom. And then the time came that when we were giving speeches, I stood up and I gave my daughter her book. And you would have thought a mic had dropped. Everyone was like, oh my gosh. It was a chronology of her growing up times, my reflections as her mom. I was just writing everything I could and all the scriptures I prayed and all the things that I thought as a mom that when I've gone back and read over it, again, like just recently, she said, Mom, you should look in this book. So many of the prayers you prayed came true. And I opened it up and I was looking through the pages. I'm like, whoa, I don't even remember that. But I can see God's mighty hand, how he totally took care of you in that situation. So moms, if you're going, or aunties, if you're going to anyone's baby shower, if you're going to anyone's new baby, you know, welcome party, give them a book. It is the most precious gift that you can give your children. And if you save it and give it to them at the rehearsal dinner, it is just something that they will treasure. And then they will do for their own kids. Because the day-to-day life of being a mom, you will forget those things. You will forget the little things or the things that make you upset or the things that, you know, you are so thrilled about. On the, you know, the contrary, it can be the good and the bad. But when you read it, you can see all those things and how God had his hand on every single moment while you were raising them as their mom. I have two more books. I have three daughters and my other daughters are not married yet, but it's funny. They're not married yet, but I have a couple pages left and I can already see how the pages are getting smaller and smaller that are left. And when I go to give them their book, it's going to be the perfect timing for their book. So I would highly recommend this to you. And another thing that you can also do with a book is you can also give it to people who are newly engaged. This is something that I also did for my daughters. I gave them a book for the husband and wife. And if you think of that, you can go to any bookstore, find a really, I would get a leather-backed journal because that is just, it just lasts the time, lasts the test of time. You're not going to, I wouldn't get a ring one, but and then the husband and wife can also write in their book. They can start by writing their vows. They can start by writing sweet notes that they have throughout the years. My husband and I also have one of these books. And you don't need to really get cards anymore because cards cost money. And everything is in this book. Because what do you do with cards when you have a whole drawer full of them? You don't want to get rid of them. But if you've written everything down in your husband and wife book, it's something special that you have together. And another really thing, a really great thing I would recommend, I have been married 35 years. We have a little page in the back of the book that on every anniversary, we write down what we did on that day, where we went for dinner, what event we did. Did we go hiking? Were we on a trip? Did we, one year we went to, a couple years ago, we were in Yellowstone. I had that all scripted out. But when you've been married 35 years, you kind of forget what you did on year six. So this is another amazing gift that you can give for bride and groom that are getting married. When we did give, my daughter has a book. When she got married, she and her husband wrote their vows, and they have a book now too for that. So the best gift you can give your children is each child needs their own special book. And if you want to take it a step further, get one for your for you and your husband and write little notes in there of encouragement. And then when you go through those times that may be a little bit more challenging in your life, all you need to do is go back and read in that book. And you can see the love that you have for each other. You can see how circumstances in the past, God was faithful. And he, you know, whether it's a new job, whether it's, you know, whatever, a move, you can look and see how he's faithful with that. And I am telling you, when you go back and you take the time to look and read what you've written, and you can see how faithful God was in your life, it is truly the best testimony that you can read in front of you of how God has great plans for you in his life, the Ephesians 3:20 life. And another great scripture that from James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. I would like to do a giveaway today since this is the fifth episode. If you're a mom and you are listening to this and you really would love to get a jump start on your journal, I have a one journal giveaway that I am going to send to somebody who does a review and then just goes to my website at jenniferbosma.com. And you can go to the podcast section, or you can just scroll all the way down and subscribe and just write a message to me that you reviewed on whatever platform you like to listen to and that you really liked the message about the journal. And I will send you my very first giveaway, and I will send you a journal that you can jumpstart with your family. I would love to do that to you because this is something that you will just get so much out of, and it is the gift when you give it that the person has no words, and it's priceless. So please do that. Just head to give it a review, head to jenniferbosma.com, scroll all the way down and subscribe. And in the message, tell me that you have reviewed and you would love a journal, and I will send it to you for my very first giveaway, being my fifth episode. Thank you so much for listening, moms. It's been a blessing. Well, mamas, thank you so much for joining in. I know you are super busy doing all the things that can consume your day, but you took a couple of minutes to learn how God wants to build you up in your faith, family, and life, and He wants to applaud you for this. Please subscribe and review my show. This helps other moms tune in as well. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram at Front Parking Spot, on Facebook at Front Parking Spot Mom Community, or my website at jenniferbosma.com. Have an Ephesians 3:20 type of day, mamas, and be encouraged as you go for the front parking spot in your life today. God bless.